Welcome to Mr. Black Pasta's Bloody Basement. I'm Mr. Black. Isn't that cool?
This is my show, where we talk about God knows what.
Well, I've got my head in my heart.
Fuck you! No, fuck you! Fuck you!
I would be dead if they both fell apart.
Oh, no.
Basement Podcast.
By Mr. Black Pasta.
Welcome to the Bloody Basement Podcast. I'm Mr. Black. I own a YouTube channel where I make scary audio dramas like The Line, but be warned, these productions are not for the faint of heart, meaning they're 18 plus. That's the kind of content I do, and I don't mean porn. Damn it! Talented Northern Ireland musician and singer-songwriter Jordan O'Keefe is here with me. Jordan, how the hell you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Jordan's a good friend of mine and a great performer. I taught him everything he knows.
No.
At least all the good stuff.
Nice.
Fact.
Nothing.
You
taught me fuck
off. That's your opinion.
All right. Okay.
Do you know what topic we started off last week's episode? Our first ever episode of the Bloody Basement Podcast. Do you know what we started off with?
What?
Take a guess. What would be reasonable for, you know, introduction?
Midget porn?
Jesus Christ.
That's out there.
How does this sound for a starting off topic? The fart murder.
The fart murder? Is that whenever you fart and, like, you cover...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not called a fart murder.
No. It's called a Dutch oven.
Dutch oven, right? That's what it is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but here's the thing. This resulted in an actual murder.
No, that's not true.
That is true.
That's not true.
Listen to the first podcast. Trust me. I'll send you a link. A guy killed his wife via Dutch oven.
It could happen. I swear to God, there's times whenever I've been drinking all weekend and it comes to like a Sunday night and I let one rip.
You're very flammable.
Yeah, and my girlfriend's like, wow, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever smelled. I even surprise myself sometimes.
Sometimes you'd be, Jesus Christ.
You'd be thinking, what is going on inside of me?
Do you think people genuinely like to smell other people's farts?
You know what?
Like in some weird way.
You know what? Recently, someone farted, right, at a party. And I went, let me smell that. And I kind of went over and everyone was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was just like, I just wanted to know.
Oh, Jesus. What a weirdo.
Because everyone was like, it's so bad.
What an idiot. What a fucking idiot.
I just wanted
Very
to see
Very talented,
it.
But what a fucking douche. Right.
I wanted to see what it was all about. You know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus. I'll send you a link to the first episode. You can listen to it.
Okay.
So, and I guess we started off episode 1 and 2 with the fart murder.
Okay.
But... we also started off last week and we said that the weather was absolutely amazing, and it is. I don't even feel like I'm in Northern Ireland. It's that amazing. I don't think I've needed to crack windows in my car since 2005.
It's been the longest sunny kind of weather we've had for so many years.
Yeah, and I think it's always sort of countered with like a really freezing winter.
You know?
And this year, winter, I don't even remember, it was winter, to be fair. Irish Joe and I said on our first stream it was bouncing outside, and it's still bouncing outside, which means Mrs. B likes to keep the windows open all the time, and I guess you have to. It's genuinely hot in Ireland right now, but I've never been more scared of spiders and robbers in my life. I'm serious. I gotta make sure all the windows are closed before I can sleep.
Melina's scared of bees too, so that doesn't...
Aye, but they sting, so you have... There's, you know...
But they don't sting if you don't go near them.
They don't really creep up on you. They're there, you know. You know what's going to happen.
Have you seen the size of flies?
I'm not worried about...
No, I'm not worried about them, but my God, one time it came out and it was like... It's like a fucking airplane. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
I remember Jamie Foxx doing a stand-up comedy episode, and he was talking about these big flies in Africa when he went to Africa, and he said these flies were that big, they had to take a running start to get off the ground.
Gee, but they're getting big, man, I swear to God.
Well, so are the spiders, you know. And like, I've got to make sure all the windows and doors are closed.
Are you scared
all the
of spiders?
Time. Yeah, like shit scared
the,
of them.
What the fuck are they going to do?
But I sweat and I pass out, like I throw up, you know what I mean?
What, if you see a spider?
It depends. It just,
why?
See,
what do you think it's going to bite you? You're going to be Spider-Man or something?
No, see, right. It's worse than that. Like, I'm inspecting every mark on the wall and every screw. And you know, sometimes I'll look down at something, I'll be like, oh, that's a little raisin. And then boom, eight legs fly out. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, I get hot real quick, start sweating. Gotta find me a spray can or aerosol bottle. Fucking lighter.
It's gonna get really hot in here too as well, because we're sitting inside and no windows are open.
Yeah, but no, this is not the same heat that I get when I see a spider. Like, I will burn the house down.
I
need a hairspray and a lighter.
You're as dry as a cloth. Next minute you're fucking soaking.
Oh, I could be like busting it out in the gym. Do you know what I mean? Thinking I'm the man, a little spider, and that's me. I'm on top of a table. Mrs. B. She handles the spiders. I handle everything else. And I'll be having like nightmares as well, where I'll wake up like there's a burglar in a mask in my house. I don't know how he's got a mask on, but in my dream, I know he's wearing a mask before I see him, right? And he's in my house, and I get up. Right, and Mrs. B left the window open. And I get up looking for the burglar, butt-ass naked, creeping down the stairs, right? And I find him, and he's in the fridge. And he got a load of spiders with him, and they all come at me.
I thought you were going to say it was like a man with a mask on, and he whipped off the mask, and it was just a big spider head.
No, he's just got, you know, like the Rat King in Ninja Turtles had all the rats around him.
Yes.
Right, he's got spiders. And he's in my fridge. I don't know what he's doing in the fridge.
How many times a week do you dream about that?
I've had a similar dream a couple of times. Yeah, just because I think she's left a window open, you know, and I'm like, what the fuck's going to happen? Oh, no. Are you scared of anything?
I'm not a big fan of spiders, although last night I grabbed one with my bare hands and put her at the window.
I can't even talk
I'm
about
scared
it
scared of snakes.
Eating.
I fucking hate snakes, but so there's not going to be any snakes in Ireland. Like, hopefully. Well, there's actually a few snakes in Ireland.
But that's it could be men as well.
Well, that's true.
Men are snakes too.
I've encountered actually quite a few myself.
Jordan, you're an artist like myself, and you do something very similar to what I do, which is the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Our hearts write music while our hands play other people's music to strangers in public places, i.e. bars and pubs. Jordan, we've all played great gigs, but tell me something you don't like about playing gigs in public places such as pubs. Something that annoys you or baffles you.
The one thing I fucking hate, is when if you're playing and somebody comes up and they'll be like, you know, you'll be playing a good gig and everyone's loving, everyone's clapping.
Yeah,
This one person that is loving and clapping your gig, they come up and be like, tell them this. And it's always usually a girl. Oh, and I'm no offense to girls, but it usually is. And they'll be like, excuse me.
Guys are the mic grabbers.
Yeah, the ones that always go to fist pump you when you're playing guitar, and you're like, fuck me, man. Yeah. What do you want me to do? Do a backflip as well while I'm doing it and fucking fist pump you
back
again?
That's it. Yeah, of course.
So they come over and they'll be like, do you know this song? And you're like, no, I don't know it. It's always like, do you know any Beyonce? Or do you know any fucking Tiesto? What? Fuck off. When you don't know the song, then they'll be like, oh, you're so shit. How do you not know that?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me think. I must know every song in the world.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Or someone says to me, go and play this song. And I don't know that song. You do.
I hate that. my
do you know what I think?
My mum does that to me.
I think that they're magically trying to do the Jedi mind trick on you. You do. Oh, you're right.
You're not a magician. You're a fucking musician.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I hate it. So I was playing last night in a bar, and it was a great bar, great gig and all. And this guy came up to me, and he had blue hair, a pink t-shirt on, tucked into his black jeans with no belt.
A better shoes in.
Yeah, maybe. I maybe hit the nail on the head a bit too hard, to be fair. Right? And I thought I was joking, but actually it was true. The guy came over and he says, this is the middle of a song. People are bouncing, they're singing along. You're like, yeah, cool. Yeah. And it's always in the middle of the big, long hip-hop mix that I do.
Mm-hmm.
The big, all the rap.
Oh, that's classy.
It's like, don't do it on this one. Mm. Wait. No, but seriously, you're like, don't mess this one up. This is hard enough to get back into. There's like 17 rap songs.
And you're 20 minutes ticking.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
But this guy came up in the middle of that. And he took my headphones off that I use for monitoring. And he was all, here, go and play something hardcore. Can you play something hardcore? And I just stopped and I was like, are you a fucking idiot? Don't be so stupid.
I know.
No, something hardcore, man. 155 BPMs plus. And I was like, look, not everybody's on the same drug you're on. And everybody's laughing, right? And he was all, I'm only on alcohol. And I was like, Definitely on drugs.
Alcohol and a fucking bag of cocaine.
Definitely on drugs. I think there was some other vowels in there, possibly the eval.
Or the MD.
MD.
MA.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was, and he took it really bad and was flipping me off and all that stuff. And at the end of it, I was chatting to a barman and he said, I was telling him what happened. And he goes, oh, that must be the kid that they said was on drugs. And I was like, the one in the pink t-shirt. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, oh, right. So that's why he got so angry, because I called him out.
See, whenever you say something that other people know that you're right, they get angry, don't they?
Oh, totally.
See, another thing I hate too is seeing whenever people come up to you and they say, as you say, like, play something good. I hate that, man.
Yeah.
You're like, or go and play something about fast. And I've been sitting, my arms are about to fucking fall
upbeat.
Off.
Upbeat.
And they're like, go and play song fast. I'm like,
and in a sense, it is a very, very nice gift to be able to perform like that. But at the same time, it would be nice to have a little bit more personal space and appreciation sometimes, I think.
Exactly.
And that's what it's sort of lacking. But I made a list and posted it up, mm-hmm. not as though it was my list, but as I sort of
somebody else's list.
To did it, so it would kind of
and
be.
And by the way, I seen this and I didn't know that you'd made it. I just seen that you put it up and I was like, fucking hell, everything on that there is so true. Although you made a spell mistake, but we'll not get into that.
Musician?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I knew what I thought whenever I seen it. I was like, who the fuck's this? Chib here wrote this.
Exactly. And it's the third line. It's the third line from the end, too. Right? Third line from the end, and it's fucking, there it is.
Yeah.
There's the.
Amateur, you can't be good at everything, Justin. Do you know what I mean?
Can't, no. And why doesn't fucking Photoshop have a spell corrector in it?
That's true.
What the fuck, man? Exactly. Photoshop, get a spell corrector or tell me where I can get a plugin.
I haven't used Photoshop and like, fuck. I'm not actually back doing work for my father. Because
selling houses,
because the music industry fucked me over. But I'm back and doing a bit of work with my dad. And years ago, I used to mix stuff on Photoshop, and I was I was very good at it.
Like,
and I see if you show me Photoshop now, I couldn't tell you how to do it.
That's just this was done in probably 5 minutes.
Yeah,
hence the missing eye and musician.
Yeah.
Well, the photograph, I suppose you could call it a meme of some sense, has a darkened sort of blurred out bar in the background. And at the top of the photo, it says how not to request a song.
Yeah.
Let's go through those. And if you've got any stories about a specific one that you think's worthy of telling, please do. Okay, so the first one is... do not interrupt a musician who's already playing a song. This is common sense.
I actually made the mistake of doing that.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yeah, not that long ago. Do you know Noah Barr?
Oh, did you really?
He was playing. But it wasn't the fact that I interrupted him. He was playing and you couldn't hear him. And I was like, I just went down. I was like, no, you can't hear me. And he stopped and I was like, fuck.
Oh, shit. Right. I know what you mean. It was more of a technical thing.
I was like, you can't hear you, man.
You weren't requesting a song.
You can hear him, but it wasn't like we were sitting around the other side of the bar and I was like, you can't hear him. He sounds fucking good. I just went over and was like, man, turn that up. And obviously he couldn't because he's playing guitar. Do you know what I mean? So, I mean,
but that's different. I didn't go requesting a song. Yeah, so that's a bit. Yeah. Sometimes you appreciate that. Like there was a time that Eamon and I were playing in the bowling alley. We had monitors on, and then we were plugged into their PA system, but I didn't turn the PA up. And we did our first half of the set.
That's happened to me
so
many times before, and people were like, we can't hear you. And I'm like,
we did this for an hour.
Oh my God.
An hour. Half the gig, and couldn't figure out what was going on.
Like, the one on the bar staff not come up and be like, not even Pally.
No.
Come up and be like, whoa, what the fuck's going on? We can't hear you.
We just sat over there and
it's mad, isn't it?
And I thought we were just rocking it out, and I was like, it must not be too loud. It wasn't at all. There was no volume. There was no sound coming at all.
Something that I'll believe.
to the Bloody Basement. I'm Mr. Black, and that was John Deary and the Heads with Proof. John Deary and the Heads are local musicians that we both know and love very well. And speaking of music, we're going over a list of things not to do when requesting a song. Oh. So the next on the list is do not... Jesus, right. This is really frustrating. Do not stand next to a musician and motion for him to hurry up and finish his current song.
That's never happened.
So you can request yours. Really?
Maybe once or twice, maybe, but I'm not...
I don't make eye contact with him.
Seeing it if anybody comes up there. Like, I also... People, what they do now is actually they come up and stand on the stage and stand beside you and wait until you're finished. And I'm like...
That's what I mean. That kind of
thing. Fuck off, man. I'm trying to know. I know what I do in badness. I make the song go on so a lot longer so they fuck off. And they're like...
Do you know what I do? Because something about that hip-hop and R&B mix... provokes people to come up, right? So when someone's standing there and I'm in the middle of that, I'll just stop and I'll go, you have no idea how long this song is going to be, and just go straight back into it, right? And there's always people there that know that I do that, and they laugh because they're going, this is gonna be 20 minutes. And sometimes you get someone to go, I'm gonna stand here, and it's like, all right. And they don't
see
they
the thing is, I don't think people understand what they're actually doing. Like, I know, because I'm a musician.
Could you not be fucking but you know, smart
people
enough
are
to know that
steaming,
but I've never been that drunk that I've actually fucking impeached on a musician set. Maybe my own set, but
I'm coming for that myself. No, I don't know. Some people, you're right, some people can be just be about fucking... It's whenever they're out and they have a few drinks and they think, I am the woman or I'm the man. And they're like, I'm going to go out here. And do you know what? I'm not just saying... I'm basing woman here a lot. But the reason why is because almost of my experiences with this has all been from women.
Well, there's more women in this country going out than men. Definitely. Oh, big time. Definitely. Yeah, big time. I see much more women going out than men.
And you know yourself, dairy women, whenever they get a bit... A few drinks and they get a bit sassy, don't they? And they come up and be like... I'll go up and tell him, and I wanted to sing. I was finding it all right in this crowd that came up. They were all like a bunch of teachers out.
Yeah. And they were like, you expect the best from them.
One of the teachers in our school, she can sing. And I was like, right, okay. And she was like, well, can you get up to sing a song? And I was like, well, look, this can either go one or two ways. She can come up and sing a song and she can be fucking brilliant and that's great. But she can get up and sing a song and she can be pish. And she was like... Oh, but she's brilliant. She's absolutely brilliant. So they put this fucking teacher under pressure. She comes up to me and she's like, I don't really want to sing this song. And all the fucking teachers are all sitting looking at us. And I'm going, she got up and she sang. And to be fair, she wasn't bad. But you know, whenever you haven't performed, you don't know how to go close to the mic and stuff. And it's the whole bar's listening. You can hear throughout the verse, but then
and
the chorus.
And you're trying to nod to her.
Exactly. And then the
while
chorus,
you're playing
and the chorus,
a song
she's
you don't know.
It out and it's too loud. You're like, oh.
Yeah, but, Jesus. Yeah, I know. And it's like, look, I don't know you. Right, I don't know who you are.
Exactly.
You know, and they're smart too, because they've gotten very clever. And you know, used to, like, you might get somebody you knew up on the break.
Yeah.
Now everybody's fucked off with it. Nobody wants to get up on the break. They're like, nah, mate, it's your gig.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's changed. Like, but what you would get as well is you would have got people then up.
Yeah.
Maybe if you got a good feel off them, and sometimes you were wrong, sometimes you were right.
Yeah.
Now they wait until it's 12:45. You know, they're a bit of courage now.
Yeah, because they have a few drinks and they're pissed.
Yeah, no, you're not going to finish my set. I've worked all night for this part. I'm enjoying this shit. They're bouncing. And now you decide that I've got it bouncing and you want to sing.
Exactly. And they always get up and sing like a really depressing song.
Oh, or just something. Shit. Go on, do Wagon Wheel. Let me sing Wagon Wheel. No.
Mr. Black Pastas.
Bloody Basement Podcast.
Right, okay, let's try this. The third one is, if a musician doesn't know your request, do not stick your phone to his ear. It doesn't work like that. It's musician, not magician.
Yeah.
Has that happened to you? Yeah.
I always get people say, oh, well, if I get the lyrics up here now and you can sing it, and I'm like, I don't the song.
No.
I don't know the melody. I don't know the chords. I don't know anything about the fucking song.
See, the problem is that I could probably get the chords pretty quick.
Right?
In a key that I want.
You'd have a better ear than
but
me.
But the lyrics would kill me.
Really?
Yeah, totally, man. It's hard. It's very hard at times, you know. As you say, I think it's down to too much of the liquid courage stuff.
Oh, big time.
Another one, number four, what really drives me mental, really makes me want to just stop gigging. Don't ever touch the papers on the music stand. It's not a list for you to look through.
Well, see,
use one.
I don't use papers now.
See, that's, and I used to not use them.
Because you're getting old now, isn't it?
Old, yeah. and then I think it's very hard. I think back in the day, a hit was a hit longer.
Yeah.
So And then it even became a classic, like Save Tonight and The Killers and, you know, for this generation.
Yeah.
And now, or for that generation, and now this one, it's like there aren't any. So they get
Honest, there hasn't been like a really good song at a maybe.
I like Paradise.
Paradise is good. I love that song by George Ezra.
But I'm playing that now, and people are already getting sick of it.
Yeah, because it's shot. Right. They're in the shotgun now, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't even know.
What?
I didn't even know that.
Have you not heard it?
I think I heard Paradise.
Like, I played like three times in my set. I don't think anybody's sick of it. Like, oh, see if man, I get a goma with a lip pillow and the fucking. The kick
I just
one.
Use a kick drum, I.
Everyone buzzes off it.
It's good, but it's the best thing you can play right now. But yeah, I would love to not need a music stand. It seems to be one of the first things that jiving comes for is your music stand.
Everyone's using them iPads now, aren't they?
Oh, see, that's worse because, man, see when they're jiving.
Yeah.
My music stand gets knocked over all the time.
I would never take my iPad out of me.
Never.
Not that I even
I don't
have
even
one.
Set my phone or anything.
Not that
on
I
the
even
music
have
stand.
One, but no. If I did, I would never take it out.
If I did have an iPhone, it was a gift and not tax deductible. I wouldn't take it to gigs because I wouldn't be able to replace it because I didn't pay for it. So there you go, tax man. Number five, do not request a song and then leave. Return and expect it to be played again, unless it's Paradise. Obviously,
yes. I hate. No, the one is they come up and they're like, "Oh, please play a song." And they're like, "Ah, it's grand. I'll play it." But here, I'm back in 5 minutes. All right, can you play it? And then I'm going.
But at least you've given me a heads up to know not to play it now.
True.
So if I was already going to play a song, it's like, well, sweet, I can play that song now.
Yeah.
But see, whenever they ask for the song, and then you know, there's
but
a
I don't
smoking
understand.
Band
Why
here,
wouldn't you just come back in the 5 minutes that you've recorded? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So, like,
well, I've caught you now. Maybe fair enough. Actually, in fairness, I can see a logic there where maybe it's like, well, I've caught you in between a song, so.
Yeah. Right. No, I give you. Yeah.
So maybe that's better. But when they ask for the song and then they disappear outside for a smoke and then come back half an hour later.
What if this person had been standing beside me waiting, telling me to hurry up, went to fist pump me in the middle of it, play my music stand and then turned around and went, I'm going to say, I want you to sing a song.
Can I sing it as well, though, with you? Not even can I sing it. Can I sing it with you? You ever get that? You're like, no. Or the people that come up when you're singing and they're like, and you're like,
oh,
and you end up,
oh, and
they're
trying
right
to sing
to your
mic,
face,
and like,
right?
And they're trying to sing under the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
They're right next to your face. You can smell Corona.
And they're fucking garlic.
And they're spitting.
Garlic mayo that they're eating.
They're spitting and it's getting on the side of your mouth, right? In your mouth.
Stop it.
Bouncing on your mic and then they're, you know, roaring.
I actually cringe, or not cringe. Like get more agitated listening to that than I do listen to your stories because they're scared as they are. I swear to God, the thought of somebody spitting in my mouth, disgusting.
Yeah. I bring my mic to every gig that I do, even if it's like with somebody else. I always bring my mic.
Oh, I 100%.
Oh, it's in my guitar case. It's not even in a bag.
Aye.
So there you go. If you're looking to rob me, go for the guitar. You get the mic too. Number six, I think it is. Play something good is not a request. It's kind of an insult.
It is. Oh, big time.
Yeah, totally.
I think
the quickest way to get your request not
because
played.
You're just like, whoa, what the fuck do you mean play something good? I've been singing there all night. It was none of my stuff good. Or it's always play the upbeat stuff or play it. I'm like,
play something upbeat.
I don't understand why people have to think that they can tell you what to do. Like, I'm here to do my fucking set.
Totally.
I mean, do you know what I appreciate?
You're not paying me. I'm here to entertain
that's
you,
not,
but
see, never you finish
it's subjective.
And people always say, okay, you'll play another one. You're like, no, I fucking won't, because I'm going home. Say what you're sitting getting pissed here. Well, I want to go and get pissed too. And they'd be like, oh, come on. Like,
Or I get people that they ask for requests, and then 7 seconds before that song ends, the request they just asked for, they don't clap. They come straight back up. Ah, well, can you play And you're like, no, what were you? Are you DJing
am
me?
Am I a jukebox?
Are you DJing me?
Do you want to turn around and cut a slot? I mean, you can put 10p in.
Well, at least you get paid. You know, I mean, when I grew up and when I was gigging in Nashville when I was 18, 19, people, you know, you had a tip jar for starters and people would put a dollar in or whatever if they were asking for a song, or they would buy you a drink.
Yeah.
And that was like always. There was never,
but
you didn't, and some people wouldn't even request, they'd just go up for tips, you know, but you didn't request a song unless you were going to you know, put a dollar in or get a drink or something.
But do you ever notice the people that do that over here is always people from like a foreign country?
It's always
Sweden or Germany or something like that.
Or America, Canada.
Even America, Even America, they always come over and they put like a wee £5 in your case. Or
you'd be like, you know, holy fuck.
And you'd be like, fucking happy days.
Brilliant, man.
That's going to pay for my carrier after this. Everybody knows what a carrier is.
Or it's, you know, could get me fed after this, you know, because you'd be starving.
Exactly.
The Bloody Basement Podcast.
Mr. Black Pasta. I think people sort of think when you're a gigging musician in a bar that you just go out and play a guitar for a couple hours and you come home, and it's just not that. I mean, if I'm gigging at night, that whole day's gone.
Exactly. Because you're preparing for that gig, aren't you?
Oh, you're gigging today, aren't you?
No.
You're not? No? You're not gigging? You're doing something?
I'm working at 5.
Working? I thought you were gigging. Okay.
I'm selling houses at 5.
Brilliant. Imagine if you had to sell houses to the people that come out of the bar after 1 o'clock.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? Wouldn't even do that. I'd be like, right, well, actually, you probably make some fucking good sales if they paid for it right then and there.
Aye. But sure, they would be wanting to party right then and there, I think, as well.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Let us party in it tonight.
I know, boy, we'll all go back. We'll just fuck it up. We need to pay for it.
That's it. Many drug dealers do you know? What?
We don't smoke green.
Oh my God. So where were we? Second to last as well on the how not to request a song list. This baffles me. Now this really baffles me, but then I do feel for the people that do this because I think that they mean well. Right?
Right, what is it?
If you've written your request down,
yeah,
you do not need to show it to the musician mid another song.
Yeah.
You know where they come in.
Yeah, you're right.
And they're going.
Mm-hmm.
They're waving it in front of your face.
I know what you're saying.
Or they type it into their phone.
But most people just kind of put it down on their, you know, on your desk or something. You know
that's
what I mean?
The only time you're allowed to go near the music stand. Unless it's a fucking poster.
Yeah.
Don't cover my lyrics up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Obviously. I've had that as well. I could be looking at the
that's
lyric
why you
and
have
I'm forgetting.
Lay off the drugs. You know?
I know. Yeah, totally.
Lay off the Adderall.
No more H for me. Definitely not.
Lay off the heroin.
But the point is that you're requesting a song. You've written it down. I read most of the time, sometimes.
Yeah.
I can spell very well. I can read.
You can read?
You can make it out.
I don't really read books.
Bold, capital letters.
Yeah.
I can make it out. You know, but what you've done is you've went through the trouble of getting a pen or pencil, or you've had a pen or pencil, meaning that you probably have done this before.
Yeah.
Right? You found paper, got it, or maybe had that as well. A little weird. That you take your paper and pen out with you, but you're prepared. So you've got this weird prepared punter, right?
Right.
And they've written down their request.
Right.
And they've brought it up to you. The logical last step in the equation is to set it somewhere where I'll see it, but it isn't covering anything that I might need up.
Yes.
And you're not disturbing me while I'm in the middle of a song. And that's not being high and mighty. I think it's fair enough to assume that, you know, musicians would be able to do that. This type of person comes up and they take the request and they put it in front of your face while you're in the middle of a song. I think that defeats the purpose of writing the request in the first place. You could have saved a lot more time and just straight up interrupted me.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
When you almost got to the good deed.
And the thing is, you won't even play it then.
Yeah.
I always think, see, whenever people come and they'd be rude.
And you're not getting it.
You're I'm not going to play your song.
No. Well, Alban got hit with a pint of cider.
That's right, Di.
Yeah.
That was because that girl wanted to sing, didn't she? She was like,
I'm a professional singer, you have to let me sing. No, I don't. You could be shite and I could get fired, but you could be shite and have a lot of friends that make you think you're good, and you'll want to do another one, and the bar's going, get her off, and our friends are going, one more.
I know, and you're stuck in the middle.
I'm in the middle going, I always say, I can't, because I don't know you, and you're not covered on stage insurance.
Yeah. Is that what you say?
And I say the bar
is that even
you.
A thing?
No.
And then they'd be like, oh, really?
But
that sounds wild.
The type of people who do stuff like this, at least in that frame of mind that they're in at the time.
Yeah, they wouldn't have a fucking clue.
You could Jedi mind trick them.
Oh, big time.
I want to sing a song. No, you don't. That blows my mind. But that's a weird one. As I say, you know, you've written it down, but you still feel the need to show it to me. And I had the guys, I remember years ago when they were doing they had the first iPhones and they had the ticker tape app and they used to sit at their tables in Bunkrana and do this with a request on. So they would hold their iPhone off and it would slowly, the letters would pass by. You could see the request.
Could you see it though?
Yeah.
Really?
Actually, to be fair, I was like, that's far less interrupting and distracting than other stuff.
Big thing, because you're actually still kind of looking about the crowd.
And I could take my time and like watch the letters slowly go across. And I was like, well, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
And they weren't, you know, and they were, it was a great crowd. Like, you know, you were loving the place. Like, so
where was that?
That was Tuanua in Bunkrana. That was back in the good days. Really, really good days, man. Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Don't have many of them anymore.
It gets tough sometimes when you're babysitting, I think.
Oh, big time.
That's sometimes you're babysitting, and then sometimes you have fucking phenomenal gigs, and you're like, where what happened? How'd that happen?
Do you know one thing that I really was annoyed about? I was getting a taxi to the town one time, and we were talking about singers and blah blah blah, and he says, "Oh, I was in listening to this girl, and she kept talking in the middle of her songs. I just found it very off putting, and I was like." No, that's called a gig. Yeah, that's she's talking.
Interaction.
Interaction. And you hear it was he was talking about Noella Hutton.
Oh yeah, but she's good. Like, you know, she's great when she does that. She's brilliant. And she's coming on here next.
She's class. She's absolutely brilliant. Yeah. But I just found that very like Noella's a legend throughout the time.
Oh, but she's brilliant at that. When she does the talking, she's brilliant. That's brilliant.
I've watched her many times. She's brilliant. But I just that just shows the level of kind of the way people are about things. The fact that he said that. And I was kind of like, right, okay, you clearly don't have an idea what you're talking about.
The Bloody Basement Podcast.
By Mr. Black Pasta.
How not to request a song list. This is the last one. It's not the only ways, but this is just a few ways.
Yeah.
So there are plenty more. Some of the musicians that I spoke to gave me some other ways that I thought was quite funny. Like the people who expect you to have a pin.
Yes. I just carry loads of pens.
I just bring pens with me. You know, because they're asking it as if they forgot theirs.
Shit. I knew I forgot, so I should have went to the pound line earlier.
It's as if everybody carries pens around and they've forgotten theirs.
But do you know where I can get, I can see they get that from? Because like whenever people do karaoke and they just have pens and paper.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, but like.
But this is not the same.
Some people don't really realise that. They can't tell the difference.
Oh, so, hey, somebody came into the gig last night while I was setting up. Now, I set up a kick drum, right? I set up a mic and my guitar and it's stand and there's capos and strings and it's, you know, clearly a live set, right? And this lady came up and she says, is it karaoke? And I says, no. And she said, well, what is it then? I says, the opposite. And she says, like live music. And I says, yep. And she's like, oh, good, that's better. And I was like, thank fuck. And she was great the whole night.
Well,
she was lovely.
I had this conversation with a fella. And I don't know how you feel in this either, but...
Is fart murder sexual?
Depends how you want to look at it, really, isn't it?
Well.
If you directly farted into your
mouth. Let's finish this list. right, last one on the list. This is number, who knows, 11. Who cares? If a musician plays your request, you should clap, or you don't get another one. It's called appreciation.
Oh, big time. If somebody, and this happens a lot, if people ask me to sing a song, and they don't even fucking acknowledge you after it, you can be like...
Or just request another one immediately.
Was it that shit that you couldn't even know? But even if it was...
It's confusing.
Even if it wasn't to your liking. Because sometimes whenever I sing, I do a song completely different than the way the original would sound like.
Me too.
And if they didn't like it, you know, it's still nice to kind of go, oh, well, thank you very much, and we still played the song. And a lot of people do it, and I just kind of think, that's so ignorant.
Yeah.
You know, I know, I'm not a big fan of it.
Totally, yeah. I agree. I think clapping has become quite an endangered art, in a sense.
And do you know what? It only happens whenever they start getting drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Or if somebody starts it off. I think they're scared.
Do you not think? Yeah, I think they're scared as well. I think they're embarrassed.
That's
why a lot of places I would say, dim the lights.
Yeah.
The first thing I would say when I would go in. Mrs. B and I.
You've said her name before. Right?
You know a quarter of her first name. Oh, shit.
You said her name earlier too as well.
I'll cut that out. That'll be edited. We get a beep, the censor. Not the curse words, just the names.
Just the names.
So Mrs. B and I started a little thing called the Derry City Clappers.
Right?
And we genuinely, we've done this. I think we did one of your gigs, didn't we? No.
What?
Have we? No, we weren't. We didn't do it since we started that. We genuinely do this. We've done it for Superstition. We've done it for Jim Walker and Noella Hutton. So we're going out. We're trying to revive the art of clapping. Right. And every time we've done it, it's been perceived pretty well. Like really? Jim Walker's gig, we completely turned upside down.
Really?
We came in about 10 minutes before they took their break, right? Jim and Una, the piano player.
Yeah.
Right in the door. And there was, you know, some old fuckers at the bar watching golf on the TV next to the stage that should have been off.
Was there anybody else?
There was good enough wee crowd, not packed, but it was Sunday night, you know, good. But no one was taking them on. Mrs. B says, right, let's start clapping, right, after every song, proudly, you know, really, not like,
oh yes,
not to where it looks like you're taking the piss out of the guy, but you know, just really, and see if it rubs off. They took their break first, and Jim had come down to me, right, and he's, fuck me, he's like playing to fucking oil painting in here, and I was like, don't worry, we got an idea. Jim goes back up for their second half, and they're playing again. After that song, we are clapping, cheering, no matter what, stop, do it, and start clapping, cheer, you know, do another song, we start again, you're sitting going, okay, right, finish the next song, we clap, another table's clapping, two people at a table, and they look at us first, and right, our clappings made them take notice, oh, they're clapping, let's see what this one's, oh, I like that, right, you know, the next time, more people clapping, next time, more people, by the end of it, the bar staff were clapping,
really,
swear to God, yep. And Jim said over the mic about halfway through their second half that he looked down at us and he said, well, this gig is a completely different gig from the first half. Thank you. Right. And when he finished, they were cheering one more tune, all that.
When he came down,
he was like, Jesus, he was like, see, when you started clapping, I changed everything. And it wasn't the drink. Cause it wasn't, they were never very drunk.
See, the good word.
Wait, there was one more thing. I see the people watching golf on the TV, like, go fuck off.
I know.
Go home and watch your golf.
I know. Fuck off. Even go to sports bar or something like that, you know what I mean?
Just no, go home. Golf is not a fucking TV
go to
sport.
Granny Annie's.
Shh, everybody's going for the. No! No! Fuck every other Annie's. Sport, you fuck can off, make the. Nobody shushes during any other sport but golf. Why can't he hit the ball? The most lit game in the fucking world by sunlight, right? And you tell me this guy can't hit a fucking ball if I'm going, woo!
But see about the good door too.
See,
it was amazing, lad.
It's a great feel. I think it's the speakers in the Guidor, and that's why I don't use them. I always use mine. And I just use mine. I don't use your bass pins either. Just my speakers on the speaker stands. So let's play a song.
Right then.
Let's play a song and we'll take a wee break and get a vape.
All right.
Mate.
All right.
With a cape.
Alright.
Baking cake.
Alright.
With a rake.
Alright.
Hate snakes.
Getting ripped.
Oh, the Bloody Basement Podcast, Episode 2. We'll be back in a minute.
I'm alive and nothing really could be more real. Hey, I'm alive and what I need just a fantasy. Where should I go? What should I feel? I'm alive and nothing really could be more real. Hey. Thank you.
fabulous Latvian by the name of Pēters Upelniks with an original called Let Me In. The Bloody Basement, Episode 2, Season 1. It's kind of weird saying Season 1, like when there's been two episodes, isn't it, really? Yeah. It's like, you haven't got there yet. So how about just The Bloody Basement, Episode 2, Mr. Black Pasta with Jordan O'Keefe. You can call me Mr. Black, that's fine as well. And you got to go soon, and I want you to play one of your songs before you go.
No problem.
How's your voice today? Were you partying last night or anything?
I had about 19 beers.
19 beers, okay. So voice could be, we could get some rasp today.
Oh.
We could get some belching.
I must have had about 20 fags too, so.
See if I was getting tall. He drew a line upon the wall. Said one day you'll be a man and only do the best you can. You will let me taste your beer. And Dad said no, wait another year. Learning you chord every night. We would play till I got it right in. Wished you were here today. I'd give anything to hear you say, hey, how's your day? That you went fine, are you okay? Used to love the jokes you made when I came home. You're the light in the dark, ever since we've been apart. You're in my head, my heart, I know I'm not alone. When I moved out and I left home, wished I could call you on the phone. To hear you laugh until you cried. I needed you so many nights. You never met my special girl or my son who means the world. I hold that boy like you held me. If you were here, then you would see it. Wished you were here today. I'd give anything to hear you say, hey, how's your day? That you went fine, are you okay? Used to love the jokes you made when I came home. You're the light in the dark, ever since we've been apart. In my head, my heart, I know I'm not alone. You went fine, are you okay? Used to love the jokes you made when I came home. You're the light in the dark, ever since we've been apart. You're in my head, my heart, I know I'm not alone.
Jordan, that was lovely, man. What do you call that song?
That's called Not Alone.
And that's your own song, yeah?
Yeah, I wrote that with my grandfather.
Lovely, lovely. And when are you recording that?
It's recorded and all.
It's recorded and all? Can we get it somewhere? Recorded.
Well, I have to get my album back from Warner Brothers, but once that is returned,
well, yeah, please,
to its owner.
Please let us know where we can get it, because if that's you, just like after partying and drinking loads of beer the night before, and you were what, in the gym today and shit like that.
I was in the gym, I haven't ate.
You haven't
ate? There's so many excuses I can think of, Justin.
But if that's how you sound, just on your own, sitting with a Faith acoustic guitar, hashtag sponsor. I can't wait to hear the actual full version of it or whatever you've
Thank
got
you
cooked up for it, man. It's lovely. Everything I've heard of yours has been pretty good. And you know what I'm going to play us out with?
What?
A demo that you and I wrote and recorded a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
This is called The Only Way It's Gonna Be.
Oh, what a tune.
So good night, good day, and God bless. Fuck off from Mr. Black and Jordan O'Keefe.
See you later. Hi.
See you next time. Is that it? We finished?
For I took a train
I sat out in the pouring rain to wash away the cold pain, and the madness as it covers me. Why wasn't she that faithful? No. And I couldn't see that being graceful. Can't figure it out now. Can't figure it out now.
Basement Podcast
by Mr. Black Pasta.